Yeah, and talking cricket with a man who'd be very, very happy with how things have gone in the last month or so is Stephen O'Keefe. G'day, Steve.
Morning, man. How are you?
Very good. Well done on your 9-for, mate. How good's that?
Yeah, no, it was good fun. It all went to plan. A little bit of luck, but it was good. I got 30 overs in on Saturday and another 20 on the Sunday, so it was a weekend that was, I got pretty much exactly what I needed, so it was good fun.
And you picked up another 4 on the Sunday.
Yeah, wasn't as lucky on the Sunday, unfortunately, but the Manly boys played well. We got an outright win, which gets us back in the hunt. So hopefully some semi-finals cricket for the boys in a couple of weeks.
And can you take us through that thought process, mate, where you just want to concentrate on that red ball, and, despite all the glitz and the glamour and the hype surrounding the Sixes and the Big Bash?
Yeah, well, I mean, I sort of discussed that, as I sort of said in the media, with Pat Howard. I was like, well, there's 3 Big Bash games, maybe 4 or 5 if you play semis and finals. And I've got an opportunity to maybe go and play grade cricket, play second 11 game. Given that I'd missed a fair bit of red ball cricket this year already. And look, there's a lot of stuff you can go and work on, if you're bowling that volume of overs. So to me, it seemed like a bit of a no-brainer in regards to that. I know it's a bit of a selfish move, and, the Sixers camp from the coach and the boss obviously weren't too happy. But at the end of the day, you've got this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to India, and I wanted to make sure that I've done everything possible, that I'm prepared and ready. So, as Slutz was saying earlier, we can go over and play some good cricket.
I think that needs to be the focus, Steve. And I've got no doubt, mate, you're going to play a big role over there. And I've sort of had a little chat with Steve Smith, and you're very much in the reckoning for the 11. I think the attitude is about just trying to play good cricket in the moment, isn't it? Because India, if you start looking too grandly about the 3 or 4 test matches you're playing, I think you get lost in India a bit.
Yep, no, I completely agree with you, Slats. I think the mentality has to be that we go over there and enjoy our cricket, and we're focusing on each session and trying to win that. As you said, if we're going over there, say we're going to win a series 4-0, I think we've probably lost sight of how daunting and how big a task it is. But, we want to go over and do well, and I think we've got the squad that'll enable us to do it. There's a good feeling around the group, particularly with those guys. And, in India, that can be tested. So I think we're coming from a good foundation. The guys are playing very, very good cricket at the moment. We've got a good preparation in the lead-up to Dubai. There'll be a couple of weeks there for the guys who aren't in the one-day squad, which will be excellent. And then just hit the ground running when we get to India. So, I think we've unmistakably know that it's going to be tough and challenging in all departments when you get to India, but I really think we're in a good place to play some really good cricket.
Steve, those unfortunate injuries, you've had the 4 test matches, 14 wickets at about 32, no test matches in India, but certainly as a spinner, you must salivate at the prospect of bowling. The only problem is you've got to bowl against the Indians.
Yeah, well, we went over a couple of years ago and we played an A-tour, and in that A-tour they had KL, Rahul, Pujara, Karun Nair and Kohli. So they had 4 of their top 6 batters play in while we were over there. They also had Oja, their main left-arm spinner, Mishra, and an offie. So we did well. We won one game and drew the other. So we actually walked away from that series with a win, albeit, it's A cricket. It's not the pressures of Test cricket, and these guys obviously will lift another gear when they play, but I've certainly gained a lot of experience from playing those couple of games. And I'll be drawing on that, I guess, when we do get over there.
Do you think the batsmen now have got what it takes to perform? And I probably talk in the sense of a young Renshaw who hasn't had experience there, hasn't had a lot of experience in the game just yet, but that they can do a job?
Yeah, look, I think one of the benefits, Matt's obviously young, he's only played a handful of first-class games, but seems when he steps up to that challenge, whatever challenge that is, he tends to rise to it. He does it his own way. Mm. I think one of the benefits that Matt might come in is being a bit naive and, like, we'll just see ball, hit ball. There's no scar tissue with Matt Renshaw when he gets over there. He's just going to go over and enjoy the experience. And, like he is around the sheds when I've played with him, he's just a pretty happy-go-lucky sort of guy. Nothing really seems to faze him. They might even have that level of dumbness that you need to be a good batter, They could sort of look at a wicket and go, if it's ragging, who cares? I'm still going to try and, sweep or hit that one inside out over cover. So You know, and for the rest of the batters, I think, you know, I hope, and I'm sure they have learnt from previous tours in the subcontinent. A lot of these guys, this will be their second or third or even fourth tour of India or the subcontinent, being Sri Lanka. So, you know, I've seen these guys even working during the SCG test to improve their games, batting at different ends of the training wickets so they can bat out of the rough. So the thought processes are there. But like you said, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I think, you know, if these guys prepare well, we're going to give ourselves every chance. And, you know, you need to play solid cricket for 5 days to beat these guys.
Mate, have you done any work with Monty Panesar before? It looks like you're going to be doing that up in Brisbane at the Centre of Excellence.
He actually played on the weekend, funnily enough. He's playing for Campbelltown in grade cricket.
Oh, he was one of your wickets.
Yes, he was in the first innings. Now, I don't know if I'm getting too much batting advice off Monty, but I'll certainly ask him for a bit of bowling advice. So, yeah, he played in a successful campaign when England won a couple of series ago. And I'll definitely be picking his brain. So it's a good opportunity, again, to head up to Brisbane. They've got some spinning wickets, and Monty, you know, he's got an outstanding test record and a really good one in India. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity.
At times through the summer, Steve, it's felt that Steve Smith as captain has not really known when to use Nathan and has been reluctant to use Nathan. He was reluctant to use the spinners down in Melbourne in the ODI, the last one we saw. You've played under him for a long time, with him for a long time. What's your take on him as a spinning captain? Does he understand how to use yourself?
Yeah, look, from a personal point of view, I have no doubt he's one of the best, if not the best, captains that I've played under.
Okay.
I think with Steve, it's I guess because I know him on a personal level, I can sort of understand what he's trying to say and when he's trying to do it. And if he just got a good assessment of batters, and even though it might go against some of my plans, I'll take on board exactly what he says. So during the test, he'll say, you know, can you give me an over of cross seam and bowl a bit wider to this guy, or let's keep this guy out for a sweep or top edge. And I don't argue with it. I just go with it, because even if it's maybe not what I'm thinking, I know this guy's generally two steps ahead of the game. And I guess at times it can come across as a bit forward, or maybe, you know, that he's sort of just taking into account what he thinks. But I genuinely believe he's a very good captain of spin bowling. I've never had an issue with him
at all,
even at shield level. So,
brilliant.
You know, I'm pretty excited about playing under him, to be honest.
Right, it's going to be exciting, mate. We can't wait for that. A little while off, so the preparation continues.
Yeah.
No, it's not too far at all.
It comes up really quickly.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely awesome. Very happy for you to be in that squad, mate, and you'll play a big role. So good luck with all the prep.
I really appreciate it, guys, and thanks for your time.
Well done. Stephen O'Keefe, he's in that squad to India. 16 on their way, and I reckon he'll play a major role over there.